Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know you best from Superman, obviously, but when people come out to Comic-Con, what are they most interested in your career? Because you've done quite a bit.
Well, the first time I went to one was somewhere in New Jersey, and I was so thrown away. I was kind of stunned at all these weird people in costumes. So I took about five rolls of film, I have all these pictures. I went, wow, this is weird. And then the second thought was, what weird people? But they weren't, because the third thought was, these are kind of the nicest guys I've ever met. And so I had these phases I had to go through to get to, if that makes sense.
What is the biggest thing people want to know from you? I know, first of all, they want a selfie, right? That's the first thing.
Oh, isn't that sad about Chris? And the truth is, he was kind of an asshole, and it was sad, but not that sad.
Wow. In what way?
Oh, he told everyone what to do. It was his first movie. He kind of gave orders to everybody.
So did you guys end up quarreling on the set?
Oh, we quarrel all the time, but we were like brother and sister. If you look at our faces, we kind of have the same wasp face. And so we would bicker. And we bickered and bickered. The crew would be embarrassed. They'd look away. And then we'd play chess or something because we were also really good friends. I don't know if that makes sense either.
Yeah, we like people for their flaws sometimes, and because no one's perfect.
I didn't like his flaws at all, but I did like the good part of them.
Right now, there's such a, I don't even want to say comeback, but a new thing with all these women now becoming superheroes. What do you think about that?
I know, it's kind of weird. I never thought of myself as a superhero. I never thought of myself as even Lois Lane. I just went, well, it's me, and I'm playing this character. And then people really loved me and took it seriously, and I was so baffled. And so I don't know what the word is. I couldn't believe it.
Bewildered?
Yeah.
Do you like these new roles for women, though, the action heroes?
Oh, God, yes. Of course. It's time. Long overdue.
Do you wish you could have been like that back in your day?
I think I kind of was, frankly. I would never do movies where the female was sort of a sexist being. So, yeah, no, I do love it. And I think it's great. And I think I kind of did part of that, if that's not too egomaniacal.
So since you seem pretty open, you have a really interesting background. I see that you dated not only Pierre Trudeau, but Richard Pryor. What was that? What was Richard Pryor like?
Baby.
What was Richard Pryor like?
Oh, Richard was the sweetest guy on the planet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But he was
really nice and really good. And then Pierre was, I guess, my big love of my life, my true love.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you see him? He wasn't married at the time, was he?
Well, I saw him on and off for years and years and years. And then, I'll cry. It was near the end of his life when his son died, and we went out, and I said, you want to talk about it? And he went, I'll cry, I'll cry, I'll cry. And, no, he was a big love.
What do you think of his son now, Prime Minister of Canada?
Pretty cute. bad politics, but very cute. Then I'm really left. You know, I'm about as lefty as you can get.
Well, he is too, compared to here anyway.
No, he's not. He's all for the pipelines with the gas coming from Canada. He's not left at all.
Why did you break up with Pierre?
We didn't even break up. We just sort of, we morphed. I don't, maybe you've had this kind of thing where you're lovers and then you kind of turn into friends. Do you know what I mean? And then you just stay friends.
So that was decades?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time.
Because I heard he dated Barbara Streisand, too, so.
Oh, he dated everyone, honey. He just dated everyone. I used to get really pissed.
And that was while he was married?
Oh, no. After he was divorced.
Gotcha.
Is when all of us came one in a row. Ba-choom, 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 ba-choom. You know.
Dominoes.
Dominoes, and he was, I never liked men who were cute, I just liked men who were smart, and he was really smart, no question about that one.
How did Richard Pryor pick you up, or did you pick him up?
Now that's a good question. He sent me a letter in L.A. saying, I'd like to honor you and other young Canadians who've been successful at this thingy, which was for the signing of the Constitution. I wrote back saying, sorry, buddy, but I was so arrogant. Sorry, but I can't. I have this movie to do and da-da-da-da-da. And then we kept writing. So we had this sort of correspondence going on. And then I got to Canada, and I was doing Pygmalion with Peter O'Toole. And they were going to test the missiles over the Arctic. Now, I'm from the Canadian Arctic. I'm kind of an odd movie star. You don't usually get people from the Arctic who are movie stars. So I said, well, you can't. And so he said, well, come and talk with me. So I did, and that was it.
No, I met Richard Pryor, though. How did he pick you up, or was that the other way around?
Oh, we did a movie together. Oh, Richard was the kindest, most decent person on the planet.
But had the drugs had a hold of him by that time?
No, he was past the drugs. He'd done away with that. And so we allowed ourselves one beer every Friday night.
You've done so much since. Do you feel like you're working as much as you'd like to, or what's next for you?
Well, right now, all I am is a political activist. That's what I do. So I spent 4 months Standing Rock, which was kind of mind-blowing. And I don't act much anymore, unless I'm broke, and then I'll take a job.
You've been very open, you know, about your bipolar disorder. Obviously, it's a problem that affects a lot of people.
It sure is. It hurts a lot.
What would you want people to know about that?
That about 1 in 50 of us has it. And I don't even call it bipolar. I say manic depressive, because that is what it is. It's manic to depressive. And when I came back from flipping out to my house, there's all this mail, and all this mail started every letter. Well, I've never told this to anyone, and I thought, what's the matter with us? Why can't we talk about this if everybody has it, or half, you know, a lot of people have it? Why is it such a big taboo?
How was that for you? It seems like it would be kind of
embarrassing. Well, it was kind of embarrassing because I became known not as an actor, but as the crazy person.
And that, what do you remember about that? Just that you thought someone was after you or something?
Oh, I think, you know, this is going to sound crazy. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow. Because you got help?
Oh, no. Help from Franks? Are you kidding? No. I got to be with homeless people in L.A. I got to do or to learn about how many people are seriously screwed up from this, and it was mind-blowing and kind of, this sounds stupid, kind of a joy.
So you were sentenced to work with them, or you just did?
Oh, no, I was down there in L.A. wandering around trying to pretend I wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm interested in it because of what happened to Carrie Fisher, and I still believe that's why she was still self-medicating. It's sad.
Oh, I remember the last thing I said to Carrie was, don't take all those drugs, you're going to have a heart attack. And sorry.
It's all right, I'm sorry to bring it up.
And she did.
So you knew she was still taking drugs before she died because she had said that she was over it?
Oh, every shrink prescribes like a myriad of drinks to everyone who is so-called mentally ill. I had learned at that point that you didn't have to do that. I'm going to really cry, so I
all
think
right.
We have to change the subject.
Okay. Yeah, I just read that she had to undergo electric shock and stuff, so it seemed really bad. What's on your bucket list? I mean, I'm looking at that you dated Steven Spielberg.
Oh, to go to the Antarctic.
Oh, really?
I was brought up in the Arctic, so now I want to go to the Antarctic.
Okay, so is that planned or what?
It kind of is, but we don't tell people. Yeah.
I don't know. I think you'd be pretty entertaining in one of those reality shows.
A lot of people said that.
Because you just say what's on your mind, which is rare.
Don't compare me to Kim Kardashian.
I won't. All right. Have you ever been to Detroit, or what are you looking forward to here?
Are you from Detroit? Well, I've been there lots. My first husband was at that great university there. And, I really like Detroit. I don't know why. It's kind of wacky, but I do.
Well, we're close to Canada, so there you go.
There you go.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, and have fun when you come to the Comic-Con.
Okay, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.